Live Radio. This is Bernadette with Kip Watson, Von Eaglin, and of course I've got Danny Miles and Lexi Brinkley in studio as well. Hey everyone.
Hey, what's going on?
Hola.
Too much is going on. That's what's up.
Are you too busy for your own good?
I just had a crazy you-know-what morning. Just crazy. God.
Crazy, huh?
Define you-know-what.
Well, you know, just, I don't know. I don't even want, I couldn't take a hot shower this morning. I actually went to take a shower instead of taking just a, you know, one of those washcloth baths. There's a name for them, but I'm not going to say it.
washcloth bath. Okay.
When you're in a hurry. And I've just had so much going on. And, you know, I'm trying to prepare my barn for all the equipment from Adrift because Adrift shuts down on Monday's our last day. And so all that equipment, furnishings, everything is being put into my barn until it is sold. And so, or the new location is picked and we build again.
Gotcha.
So it's just a lot of preparation. And so so here's what happened. So I went to take a shower, no hot water, because I was like, oh, wow, I don't have any hot water. So my fix-it man, Thomas, got a call, and he was actually coming anyway because he's helping me get all the scrap metal out of the barn and all that sort of stuff and helping me get everything organized and moved. And anyway, I said, Thomas, I don't have any hot water. Could you check it out? And so make a long story short, my gas was turned off and the cap thing had a lock on it and everything.
What?
And I was like, what? And so it makes sense. So I thought back.
Okay.
It's never happened to me before.
I'm trying to understand this.
I've never had my utility shut down for non-payment. Okay. Yeah, I pay my bills on time. And so anyway.
Right. We'll see.
I was like, we'll roll with this and a few curse words. And so anyway. Yeah, exactly. And so I called Atmos Energy, and sure enough, let me go to the backstory now. Okay, so my friend Sasso, who was in town, I don't know, October or November, he was in town, I think, for Thanksgiving. And while he was in town one night, we didn't want to drink and drive, so we were going out, and so I got a Lyft. And we used he got a Lyft with his app with my credit card, okay?
Okay.
Well, we forgot about that. And so come around like mid-December, I got my Visa bill and I was checking my bill. And there are all these Lyft charges on there. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's got my number again.
Someone stole your credit card.
Yeah, a few more swear words. And and so I called the bank. I'm like, shut the card down. And because I have no idea, I was not using Lyft. Somebody's using Lyft. And never put two and two together until after the card been shut down. Of course, you have several auto pays. Well, that was one of them that I forgot was Atmos Energy. Okay, so that's what happened.
That really sucks.
And so now I have like this black mark on my Atmos credit. So I had to pay the bill plus a $500 deposit to get, because they don't trust me anymore. They think I'm going to stiff them again.
Okay.
And so
$500?
$500.
That's not cheap.
I know.
Wow.
I know. And I said, I'm a longstanding customer. I always pay my bills. Don't you think that's a little intense? And they're like, well, I'm like, just do it. Just do it.
Policy.
Yeah. So I don't have any, I can't cook because I don't have gas.
They don't know. They don't know you from the person who.
I know.
You know. So,
but I do.
It is
no, that's
policy.
Not true. They do know me because they look at their back history. I've never not
true.
Paid my bill.
True.
And I gave him
explanation.
An explanation that was just. There's a word I want to use, but I can't think of what it is.
That actually is a good subject for another show, talking about how to handle with, you know, not bill collectors, but when something goes wrong in your, let's say, your late payment, or, you know, how do you deal with the person on the other side, whether it's American Express, Visa, have you? Because, you know, S happens, right?
Yeah, stuff happens. It does.
Well, that happened to me like a year or two ago. I try to be very good at looking at my statements. Well, one time I looked at my statements like, what the heck, 29% interest? Well,
yeah,
it turns
crazy.
Out that I paid my bill too early one time. So it did not, it registered as I paid late. And right away, the interest rate went up. Well, I called them and said, hey, what the heck? So what they did was they gave me 4 or 5 months of the interest back.
Hmm.
And they lowered my interest. So how about that?
That's nice.
Well, yeah, really, that. If you call and you're nice. And
yeah, I was very nice.
A lot of times they'll try to work with you.
Sure.
But the other thing is there's things out of your control.
Right. Well, she said, but I'm doing this while I'm driving too, okay? So I wasn't emailing. I was talking. Okay. Don't roll your eyes.
No, I got you. But I was like,
But she said, well, I can put you on hold for a couple of minutes and talk to the supervisor. I said, no, just, you know what? Just let's get this done. Because then I have to be, you know, I said, I want the earliest appointment. And then you got to deal with, you know, turning off the pilots. And I'm not mechanical. Okay. I don't know.
Not your forte.
That's not what I'm good at. Okay. So anyway, I just was so mad. I was fit to be tied.
So it's all relative. I would have waited because let's try to save that $500, you know. But at least.
Well, it goes into a credit. So it's like putting it in the bank.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm not going to get it back.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, I would never agree to that. To just give away $500? Right. Heck to the no.
Okay.
Uh-uh. No, no, no.
I have all these jokes going on in my head because I'm African-American. I'm like, well, you know, black people, you know, over Jones, we don't pay our bills on time. So I'm like, Bernadette, you're black today all of a sudden. But that's not, you know, politically correct. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm never going back.
There you go.
Well, okay. And there's another term, too. Black don't crack,
there
right?
You, so you,
there
you know you're right.
You look 20, 30 years younger than what you really are.
You're right. And I mean, this may be insensitive, but like black people, we talk about it. It's like, you know, white people age differently than we do because the sun makes more
absolutely.
Wrinkles.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a natural protectant. And I'm a light-skinned black guy, so it's not like I don't get wrinkles. But
well, and Beyonce's your second cousin.
You're right. Well, not in my second. She's a little bit further
second
down.
Second or third?
Further down.
It doesn't
the list.
Matter.
But
yeah.
Did you see her on the Grammys?
I did see. She's fabulous. None of these people, did you watch the Grammys?
Yes.
Okay, Lexi didn't watch it. Danny only watched a little bit of it. I can't remember who was on the air was that day. Oh, Shelley. Shelley Gardner didn't watch them. I'm like, are you kidding me? It was like the best. I think they were the best Grammys this year. Every performance that I saw was off the charts.
Really?
Would you agree?
Well,
did you see it?
I didn't see the whole thing.
Oh,
I didn't
man,
see the
another
whole thing.
One.
I saw parts of it, but then, you know, I heard Adele getting all these awards, and I was like, okay, let her do her thing, and
She was worshiping Bee's feet.
Really?
She was.
She
was. Wow. She felt bad about taking the award.
She did.
She really, really did.
Especially,
which speaks volumes about what a good heart that woman has. Seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely. She's very humble.
Very humble. Loved it. And the Queen Bee didn't get a Grammy, which kind of stinks because I loved the Lemonade album. I thought it was powerful.
Yeah.
And then Jay-Z's back, you know, and he's back on track.
There was a lot of hubbub.
And they got twins
on
coming.
Social media and everything. Mm-hmm. And then she performed while she was pregnant. And that
she
was
did,
for
but
me.
It was not one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You say you didn't watch it.
I did. What I'm saying, though, it wasn't one of my favorite performances by her.
Well, she didn't have any, she didn't break out any of her really slick moves.
Well, it's hard to move when you're pregnant. With twins.
I get that.
Can you imagine twins? Yikes.
It just wasn't one of my
favorites. I
can't imagine twins.
I heard her daughter had like a $2,500 purse that, you know, that she was probably carrying bubble gum in and everything like that. I mean, it was crazy.
Stupid money.
I did see that.
Yeah. I didn't see that. I saw her playing with something, but I didn't know what it was. But
it's an expensive bag.
But he's dressed as Prince.
Yeah.
Although that was kind of a
Bruno Mars, who knew that he could play guitar like
that?
Bruno was awesome.
Did you see?
Awesome.
So you
Bruno
saw
was
the
awesome.
Time?
He was awesome.
He was off the charts too. Did you see?
Great.
So you saw the time?
Yeah.
Oh my! I was up doing the OEO, like swinging my legs. Oh my God!
My daughter was laughing at me.
Oh my
like,
gosh!
What is wrong with you? I'm like, you got to learn this dance.
Are you seeing this?
This is classic.
Did you see Gary Clark and what's the other? Yeah. Oh my! I lost it then too. I got up like I love rhythm and blues. I had a moment. I had a moment, man. It was awesome. That I actually even went back to try to find that exact track, you know, or something close to it.
Yeah.
With those two guys, who was the other performer?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
I can't think of his name either, but that was like, it was very Stevie Ray.
Yeah.
But it was so excellent. It really, really was. Okay, so what else you guys want to talk about?
It was a great show.
Gotcha. Well, you're talking about your water being off. Like, I mean, is that one of your pet peeves? I'm trying to understand.
My water. My water's on, at least for now, unless
water.
That's
not
next.
Hot water.
Oh, I couldn't. It was.
Don't want your water to break.
Well, here's the thing, too, because I didn't realize. because the house has a lot of piping in it. So sometimes the water takes a little long to travel all the way down to the other end of my house.
So you just kept running it, hoping it would get
hot. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I got out my face wash, and I had it all over my hands, and I'd put it all. This is classic stuff. I had put it all over my face
your
before
face
I realized.
Now.
My face has this blue stuff all over it, okay? And it's just a cleanser. And so I'm thinking, okay, it's coming. And I'm real sensitive to cold. Like in a pool, I'm not going to be that girl that it takes me forever to get into a pool.
Just jumps right in. That's not your thing.
Yeah. Well, it's either if I don't do that, then it takes me 15 minutes to get my body, like I'm like an inch at a time. I just get cold.
All or nothing.
Real
I like
easy.
It. Okay.
And so, yeah, so it was like the worst case.
So you like pain. You want it to last a long time.
Is that it? Yeah.
See, I like how you read between the lines right there, Kip.
Right? Good oh, my job. God. Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that goes on in all of our minds here in just a minute. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor, and Vaughn Eaglin is as well. And today is another Psychology Day. Going to be talking about choices and achieving a legacy. And Vaughn Eaglin's going to be talking about getting back on the horse.
That's a good horse sign.
No.
Knowing when you're ready
to
date again.
That was not good.
I try to compliment Bernadette when
I can.
I can
do a good horse. Hold on.
Hold on.
I can do one. Hold on.
Let her have it.
No. That was too high.
No.
You got to have a little
bit. What the hell was that?
We'll be right back.
Let it go.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300, or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I have Kip Watson in studio with me and Vaughn Eaglin. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional with 2 master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is also a certified high-performance coach, and Vaughn Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor as well, and he works with 2 group practices here in the Dallas area. He is a certified couples relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse and addiction, just to name a few. And he's also in a doctoral candidate program at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couples, relationships, men, and groups. You can find all of our experts at OneLifeRadio.com. That's OneLifeRadio.com. And you can also find Avon at WeFixBrains.com and Kip. What's the best way to get a hold of the Brain Code? What is it? It's not on here.
Brain Code, CODE Corp, CORP.com.
Okay. BrainCodeCorp.com. Okay, or go to One Life Radio, and that makes it easy, OneLifeRadio.com, to find all their contact information. So, Vaughn, this is a subject today. Oh, you're picking up the Sun Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
I brought.
It's a flavor I haven't actually been using.
Oh my God.
Yeah, mocha. That's my favorite.
No, mocha's the
best. I usually do vanilla. So.
No, mocha is awesome. In fact, I brought this in as a gift to Kip just because, just to say thank you. And I grabbed it off the shelf from the spa. And I pay for it, by the way.
I feel like I need to be thanked.
But yeah, I actually have some at the spa. Okay. And I'll be liquidating my inventory because we are shutting our doors on Monday.
Hey, bring it on in. I'll take it from you.
But I have to say, you know, you're the one that turned me on to Sun Warrior. Yeah. One day I said, what are you drinking? And he told me Sun Warrior. I said, I'm going to have to check that out. But Sun Warrior is truly, it really is a warrior blend in the sense that it really provides you with the best plant-based organic protein with all the essential amino acids that you can possibly get. It's organic. It's non-GMO. It's gluten-free. It's dairy-free. And it's soy-free. It's a great product. All their products are great, and I encourage you to sell it at Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, I usually buy mine from Vitamin Shoppe.
Is that where you get yours?
Yeah, that's where I get mine. I typically find.
Do they have the Soul Good bars in there yet?
You know what? I'm not sure yet. I need to go there today, actually, because I'm almost out of my Sun Warrior. So
okay,
that's my next stop on the way.
And if you want to get some at Adrift, you can too.
Okay.
And so this is a great time for me to talk about our other sponsors, Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is truly a life changer. It really, really is. You know, it mimics the natural squat posture, and it assists you in achieving proper elimination. It really does.
I had some proper elimination this morning myself.
Did you? Thanks for the visual.
It just flows. And if you're not regular, it helps you be regular.
It does. It puts your legs in the right position. It absolutely does. And it's comfortable.
Take that how you want it.
It's what do they call the
ergonomic?
Ergonomic.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then if you want to be sure that you just stay regular and keep your brain in the right place, Crazy Water is a great way to get your essential minerals for your brain. And of course, Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract, contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. And endocannabinoid system that we all have that needs those cannabinoids.
It works. I know
that's
that.
That's a tongue twister. Yeah. It does work. They actually have the canine line too. I give it to my dog now. My dog Zeus, who you know, I had to almost put him down. If you go to the website and my blog, Nelson, it's a great read about what transpired the first January 1st the day I broke my foot.
Wow. And I'm gonna have to try some of that because I just had surgery on my dog because she's a boxer and she gets cancer every now and then. And so this may be something that will help her just over the long haul with her immune system and stuff.
Well, and I don't know if Zeus has lost weight because he's more active now because he doesn't have as much aches and pains because it really does help with that.
Yeah.
But he's slimmed down too.
Gotcha. Quality of life is
yeah, quality crucial. Of life. Yeah. Yeah, and he just seems happier because I mean I almost put him to sleep. You have to read the blog Nelson at OneLifeRadio.com.
I'll go check it out.
Okay, so I'm so anxious to talk about this. I know so many people out there. Listen up because you know somebody that's either in this position or you're in this position yourself. Getting back on the horse, knowing when you're ready to date again. So you know.
Me.
Okay, so we'll use Kip. Kip's going to be our subject today.
Oh,
so Kip,
okay.
Do you?
I'm all right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so where do we want to begin with this?
Okay, so number one, I have a few tips, maybe 7 tips. So when do you know you're ready to get back on the horse and you know that you're start ready to date again? So tip number one is that you have reclaimed your identity back. And what I mean by
that. What does that mean?
Okay, so, you know, we define ourselves by relationships a lot of times. And in fact, relationships define a part of us. So the ring on my finger that I'm wearing, if you walk by me and you happen to see my ring, you'll know that I'm a married man, or at least I'm trying to look like a married man. Mm-hmm. Because I have a ring on my finger. And so
I heard that a lot of men do that intentionally to get sex. Is that true?
You know what? Some guys do. I'm not one.
I have heard that. I swear to you, I have heard that. Well, you know, that so seems so ridiculous. But there's counterintuitive.
There are so many thirsty women out there. But
is
you know,
there?
Yeah, yeah. So thirsty. Means
I have another
thirsty.
Word for them. Thirsty. They're not thirsty. That's they're slutty.
That's
okay?
a millennial word for you know they're just kind of needy and you know, they want you. So, but because my identity is wrapped up inside of a relationship, that if I lose the relationship, then I lose a part of myself, or I lose an understanding of who I am in terms of my identity.
But isn't that how you lose the relationship in the first place?
Well, there is a paradox there. You're right about that, because I'll get wrapped up into my relationship so much, you can actually
lose
a part
yourself.
Of yourself. Because we're all built for connection. Noel, we're all built for connection, meaning that, in fact, let me quote something from the Census Bureau. The Census Bureau says that there are more second-time marriages being filed in the U.S. now than there are first-time marriages. At least one partner, you typically is divorced.
Filing for divorce?
No, there are filing to actually get married.
Get married, but they got a marriage license.
Somebody has been divorced. So,
I'm confused.
So whenever people get divorced, they look to get remarried. About 5 years after they get divorced, they typically are marrying again, and it's even a shorter time for men. So whenever you get divorced, everybody's looking to get remarried. So we're not going to go away from not wanting to be in a relationship. And because you're in a relationship, that relationship can define a part of your identity. And because it defines a part of your identity, that means that whenever you lose that relationship, it can actually be traumatic and trauma to the psyche, because you're losing a part of yourself. You're losing part of your ego, your sense of self.
Wow. And so I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, you've heard me say this before, that, you know, sometimes when people get divorced, and let's say there's been an affair in a relationship, the person who's been betrayed will experience features of PTSD, because it's been so traumatic, because I'm losing who I think I am. And so,
well, so many women, I have to say, more than men, make the mistake of revolving their whole life around their husband and their children.
Right.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
Like the Bernadette that the man fell in love with, she was MIA. Like, where did she go?
Exactly.
You know? But they strip you down. People have a tendency to take and take and take and not allow you to have the time or the money, the opportunity, whatever, to like be yourself, remain yourself.
Exactly. And so I'm guessing that whenever you lost that relationship, and whenever that relationship left, that you had to go through this process of redefining who you were. You're not Bernadette who's with this certain person. You're Bernadette the entrepreneur, you're Bernadette, the person who, you know, has several businesses, you're Bernadette, the mother, you're Bernadette, whoever that is.
Right.
So you have to go back.
Bernadette, the half owner of a business that I mean, it was just
exactly.
like, it's like, okay, who am I now? Because I don't have anything that resembles what my life used to be like.
Exactly. And so you have to embrace who you are right now at this minute, not who you were, not who you're going to be, but who you are at this moment, and then be able to accept that. And so that's my first tip. My second tip is that you have to grieve the loss of the relationship, because anytime you lose a relationship, it's what I call a projection death, because so there are different types of grieving. So if you've lost something that you've had a long relationship with, is what I call an object death. But when something dies that has potential, then you're losing the dream of what that could have been. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so
That's definitely where I've been in the last 3 years.
Yeah, because when you're with somebody and that, you know, you start visualizing what your life is going to be like. You know, I'm going to get married, or we're going to do this with my family, and we're going to have, you know, Thanksgiving like this. And then whenever that person leaves your life, all of a sudden the dream dies with that person. And so you have to go through that whole grieving period. You've heard me talk about this before, that there are stages of grief, and those stages, whenever you say stages, it implies that those happen successively, but it's not this linear pathway whenever you're going through a grieving process. So when that relationship ends, you're going to have denial one day. You may be in shock. You may go through an anger period. You may go through the whole bargaining stage, depression. In fact, I had a friend of mine, whenever they lost a relationship, they were depressed for a full year. They had to go to counseling, and they lost 15 pounds of weight. They had to get on psychiatric meds and antidepressants because it was so traumatic for that person because they lost a sense of themselves. They lost a part of their identity whenever that relationship left. And so you have to go through that grieving process before you can get back on the horse.
Right. So, Vaughn, don't you think, though, when a relationship breakup leads to that severe of devastation, that you weren't really secure in your identity to begin with?
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Yeah,
Thank you, Kip.
You've wrapped up too much of yourself in that person.
So true.
And so, again, you're defining who you are more so by the
relationship.
You weren't
healthy enough to be in a relationship if you're that devastated.
Well, you're too attached. And everybody's different, so you're too attached. But, I mean, some people have poor attachment. attachment simply because of their family of origin. You
right.
know, their
that plays a part in it.
The parents
right.
didn't, you know, teach them how to attach.
Well,
correctly
and some people are just lazy. They don't want to go out and work hard enough to have their own identity. It's easier to just find someone to provide for them.
I agree.
You know, seriously.
It takes work to, in fact, that's one of my next points is that.
Save it. Okay. We're going to break.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear what you have to say. You know what? There we go. Thanks, Danny. Yeah, there you go. What a great song to segue into this. My favorite song, man. I love it. All right, everyone. Good. You're listening to One Life Radio.
This is everything you ever wanted. One moment. Did you capture it? Or just let it slip?
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks...
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Kip Watson in studio, and Von Eaglin, if you're just joining us, they are both licensed professional counselors. Kip is also a sports psychology professional, and she is a certified high-performance coach and a former professional athlete. And Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor, slow down, Bernadette, and he is certified a relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing particularly men's issues, including anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. And he's also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couples, relationships, men, and groups. And you can find all of our experts at oneliferadio.com. And you can also download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen from your live from your mobile device. So we were talking about getting back on the horse, knowing when you're ready to date again. And so, Von, where do you want to pick up with this?
So, you know, tip number three.
Oh, yeah. Right before we went to the break, what were we talking about?
Well, here we go. So tip number three is that when you're ready to get back on the horse, whenever you're no longer angry and bitter with your ex.
Oh, that's a good point.
And so
that is
because it's normal to feel angry. And you may experience some bitterness, especially if you've been mistreated or someone has been abusive towards you.
Or you've been lied to or duped.
Exactly. Because if someone mistreats you, it takes time to understand that, hey, it's not your fault. Because mm-hmm. there just are some bad people out there. And if you know, some people, you know, they're unwilling and unable to move on because that anger just lingers. You know, it's hard to move forward after you've experienced pain like that.
Right.
The pain of a breakup. And so if you still feel that tug and that pull anytime that person's name is mentioned, sometimes you may not be ready to move on. And when we talk about anger, the anger may not just be at that person, but it may be at yourself as well.
At yourself, but you don't want to face it.
Exactly.
So many people do. And everybody has that in a relationship. You've both done things wrong that you need to face and grow and change.
Exactly. And so if you're angry at yourself, you have to take the time to try to learn. Well, not learn, but you have to go through the process of forgiving yourself for making the decision to stay in that relationship as long as you did, forgiving yourself for allowing yourself to be misused or mistreated. And so, again, you may be angry at the other person, and then you may be angry at yourself. So my next tip is this, is that you need to, in order to get back on the horse, you need to understand that you have to be emotionally available, because it takes time to understand, and it takes time to understand when you are emotionally available, because whenever you're working on yourself, it takes time to do the process of learning more about, like, having insight and gaining insight into yourself. And here's the thing, is that there's no timetable. I can't say, you know, in 1 year I'll be healed. It doesn't work like that, because you have to be willing to open your heart up, and you have to be willing to trust again, because a lot of times after you've been hurt and mistreated, you build a wall up, and it's hard and it's difficult to trust other people. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
And so
I've lived it.
Yeah. And so I know personally. Well, let me say this. Whenever you are emotionally available, there's not a specific point that you reach, but there are certain markers that you need to be careful and look out for, which are learning that you are emotionally intelligent and that you are emotionally mature. I know when I got married, I was not emotionally mature at all, and I set up what's called this quid pro quo arrangement. So if my wife did something, I did something, or if I did something, she deserves or she should do something. So I had these unrealistic expectations, and because of that, we had a lot of difficulty, because whenever you have a quid pro quo arrangement in a relationship, that's a red flag. And you have to be emotionally intelligent.
Oh, there you go. Oh, Danny knows.
Kip was saying that it's called tit for tat.
Yeah, tit for tat.
Yeah.
Doesn't work in a marriage.
Right. And again, you have to be willing to trust the other person and not throw all the baggage from the past relationship onto this relationship. You are going to bring some baggage, mm-hmm. and that's perfectly normal, but you want to try to decrease that baggage as much as possible. My next tip for you is that if you want to get back on the horse, you have to be in tune with your wants, your wishes, and then your desires. Like I said before, you're going to have some baggage from your past relationship, but you have
that baggage is carried on usually from your childhood.
The baggage is carried on from your childhood. In fact, you have a lot of childhood wounds that sometimes get healed inside the relationship. Whenever you have a loving relationship, whenever you have a relationship where the person validates you and they empathize with your wants and your wishes and your needs, but you have to have those things inside the relationship in order to heal the attachment and the childhood wounds within your current relationship. And so it's not, you have to understand what you want, and not only what you want, but more importantly, why it is you want that. I'm reading a book by Simon Sinek right now. It's called Start With Why. And you have to understand what your intent is whenever you're going for something. If I establish a goal and let's say my goal is having a relationship, why is that one of my goals? I need to check my intent. For instance, if you're going to church and your whole goal is to catch a man, you're not going for Jesus,
right,
so to speak.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, but it's misaligned, it's misguided, it's misdirected, because, again, you're not going to hear what the pastor is saying. What you're actually going to do is just trying to go catch a man. And so you want that to be an organic process.
What do you think about online dating and stuff like that? To me, that's so... I would never do that. I'm such a Cinderella kind of mentality where if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And that person that I'm meant to end up with, I will end up with. You know what I'm saying?
I would never
go out and search for someone.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's different. To me, online dating is a form where you can meet people that you normally wouldn't meet, because life is different nowadays. I don't want to say we live in a box, but really you don't get the access to everyone in the social circle that you may want to have access to, because
it's so quick.
It is.
They want to get in a relationship quick instead of letting nature take its course. And so if two people are gravitated towards the same type of thing, they will eventually end up together just by circumstance.
So
they have a better chance of having a better marriage or relationship because they're more like-minded. They're doing the same things. They have more in common.
Some of the goal is that I can weed out the people who aren't like-minded by using some of those apps and Match.com and eHarmony and everything like that, because this person, I know we both like to hike, so let's go on an adventure together. And so I think the intent of dating apps and dating websites, I think there is some good intention there, but I think a lot of people, just people in general, we tend to misuse things.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it as a hookup app, but again, everybody's different.
I'm such a romantic. I would rather run into Mr. Right on the trail.
So,
and so, like bump into them.
I have it to be this, again, this organic process.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people, when you said a lot of people are in a box, I think that's true. Unless you're sort of college age where you're mixing around a lot of people.
Yeah.
People go to work and they go home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Unless they're healthy enough where they do have hobbies or things they do outside
that's what I'm saying.
And outside of work. But there is a whole bunch of people that don't, either because of time or because, yes, there's a whole bunch of people that work from home now.
Time and responsibility.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so it's not as easy, I think, as some people think it is to meet someone.
Right.
Yeah. So
and you don't have a lot of time. You got kids, work. Okay. So we need to do something about that, Kev. Okay.
Okay. So
find me a godly brother, okay, Vaughn?
So I'll find you that. But you got to know what you want and why it is you want it.
I do.
And that's important to you.
I know exactly what I want.
Okay, so a man of spirit, a religion is very important to you. And so,
let me illustrate this point with one example. So I had a guy come into my office one time and he said, Vaughn, I have this one girl. He's dating two women. I have this one girl and she's my best friend. But this other girl, she's like a porn star and we're like swinging from the chandeliers in the bedroom. And so my question was, what do you want and why do you want it? And what are you willing to sacrifice? Because if you don't know, then it's going to be hard for you to make that decision.
Isn't that what all men want, though?
No, I can't say that. You know, everybody's
they want a lady in the street.
You're quoting that song. So I know you like rap and everything. But every guy's
that's
different.
That's the exact song I was thinking of.
I've had guys come into my office, and the woman is the person who pursues sex. The guy's like, it's not a big deal. And so everybody's different. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm learning. The more I do counseling is that every couple is unique mm-hmm. to their own situation or circumstance. So here's my last point. Let me tell you the last tip. So if you want to get back on, when you know it's time to get back on the horse, is whenever you feel like you do not need to have somebody in your life and that your life let me say this. Whenever a man perceives neediness or as people perceive neediness, what happens is that can scare somebody away.
Now, big time.
Now, mm-hmm. somebody may take advantage of your neediness. I know.
Right.
I know personally. If there was a woman in my life when I was younger, if she needed to have me and mm-hmm. I just wanted something from mm-hmm. her, you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Then I would take advantage of that. But the thing that attracted me to my wife the most was her level of confidence. Because with the needy women, whenever I would, approach them and I would pull my love and affection away, then they would come running. Well, I told my wife, oh yeah, I'll just leave the relationship. She said, well, go ahead. I'll just find something better. I was like, whoa, hold on. That's not supposed to work like that.
She got you.
Yeah, exactly. Because her confidence was the thing that was most attractive. The one of my late great pastor, Dr. E.K. Bailey, he would say, mm-hmm. Only whenever you don't need somebody can you truly have them.
And that's when you're truly independent and you're happy with yourself, and you have to be in order to have a healthy relationship. Absolutely. I would agree.
I totally agree with you. And so because new relationships give a sense of hope and so
a sense of sex.
You're right. So, got some dreams right there. I see that. And so, so you have to, you have to do the work to know that you don't have to need somebody, and you have to be whole before you find a mate. And so do the work to question your intent and make sure that you're happy before you go looking for that person.
All right. So that's the perfect segue to talk about choices here with Kip Watson. Vaughn Eaglin, love always having you on the show. Great stuff. Everyone out Thanks there, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Von Eaglin in studio and Kip Watson. Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor, and so is Kip Watson. And she is also a sports psychology professional with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high-performance coach and a former professional athlete, Kip Watson. Mm,
yes.
So today we're talking about choices and achieving a legacy. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I think just like we've been talking, you know, moment after moment, decision after decision, every single day, you're making hundreds, if not thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout your life, collectively, they've led you to where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are, every single one is about choices. So what, if I asked you, what is your life story about right now? What would you say?
You're asking me right now?
Well, anyone can answer. But
life narrative. How did I become who I am at
you
this
know,
moment?
Let's just change the subject. I'm in a good place.
I think that, you know, what I'm getting at is you're a product, your life story, your legacy is a product of the choices you're making in the way you feel, the way you think, your convictions, your beliefs, your behavior.
I have no regrets. Is that a good thing?
Absolutely. Sure.
So, zero regrets. No matter what are you shaking your head for, Von?
So that's awesome. Most people do have some regrets.
No, I don't, because everything that I've been through made me, and I think I have.
You
and you like
all your
I like myself. I think that I have a lot of wisdom from all my suffering.
You know what? When you couch it like that, I can understand what you mean. You know, I mean, I was thinking about it. You know, in a particular context, like I have regrets and things that I would like to have done differently in my life. Some people that I dated and everything, but they really made me who I am today. So
right. It's that old song by Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias, for all the girls I know.
I love it when you sing, Bernadette. I love it when you sing. Hey. I really do.
But seriously, no, I mean, and so you get your wisdom and
wow,
who you
Willie?
Are.
You got a good ear. You got a good ear over there, Dan.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we are a product of our choices. You've said that. Our experiences,
right.
Our parents. How do we deal if we are not where we want to be?
Well, I think you got to sit down and, as we've been talking about, look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself some questions and really be intentional about answering them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, get serious about it. Get very serious about it. What do you want people to say about you at the end of your life? Like, if you were writing your own eulogy,
yes.
What would you want them to say? I think other things that you can think about are, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? What are the results you actually want in life? You know, we've been talking about relationships, and that's a huge part, right? Relationships, marriage, as mm-hmm. a parent, perhaps, in your career, your vocation, your hobby, you know? And then I think here are some other questions that maybe people don't necessarily think of, but after you've answered those, then am I showing up every day working towards that? Am I showing up my best every day? What is my purpose? And am I actually making choices towards that? Or am I just existing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going through the flow?
Hmm.
Kind of like your athletes, right?
Yes.
No, I mean, Sure. Seriously, it's like, okay, I have a goal to do whatever. Well, are you putting in the work to meet that goal?
Yeah, right. No, that's great. Right. It is. It's a good point, Danny. It really is. And as a sports psychology professional, you deal with this kind of stuff every day. For us that aren't a professional athletes, okay, I'm not going to win the Super Bowl or anything. But, you know, I think it's about, first, I think for me personally, it's about doing no harm to anyone in the world. In any way, and just trying to be the best person, trying to be kind and help people, you know, to achieve their dreams too. And I think that if we all did that, just think how amazing and how the world would be and how happy all of us would be personally. Because I think when you live your life in such a way that you're causing no harm and you're trying to help the world instead of being selfish and only thinking about yourself, you're just so much happier when you're out with having a purposeful life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, what I hear you saying, Kip, is that you want to take the time to do a personal inventory of what's important to you and kind of going back to what we said earlier about why it's important to you.
Well, and that's important to me.
And so that's why I'm hearing
that's
you say.
Your why.
Yes, that's my why.
That's your why, is doing good stuff to...
So how do you get to your why? What questions do you ask yourself to get to your why?
Actually, I have a four-step process that I take people through to write... in essence, their mission statement, right?
And that's right. Okay, so we haven't talked about this in a long time.
It has been a
long time. You have a mission statement. I have a mission statement.
Yeah.
Do you have a mission statement?
You know, I have a lot of goals. I haven't. It's been a while since I actually did a formal mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
But my goals are I have goals in a lot of areas: spiritual goals, relationship goals, you know, financial goals. I mean, everything. I mean, I guess. 10 different categories of goals, and then short-term, mid-term, and then long-range goals. But the actual mission statement, I haven't done in a while. I need to get back to that.
I think it's an important practice. I do. And so how do you understand or realize what your mission statement is, Kip?
Well, a lot of it, I mean, there's a lot that actually goes into that. But I think what you need to keep in mind is it's not about you. It's not about the earth revolving around you.
Well said.
It's something bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why you exist. And to me, every life is a miracle and every life has purposes.
Well, that sucks.
To fulfill.
I got to do something while I'm here?
Yeah.
I thought it was all about me.
I think it is a combination of the adversities, the experiences that you go through. It's a combination then, too, of just your own, what I call your own personal psychology and the way you're wired.
Mm-hmm.
You're wired very much to be about potential and growth and kindness and sort of an idealistic view of people in the world. And to say, like, not do any harm, like, yes, you're going to show up every day with that kind of mission in mind. But guess what? You'll end up hurting people. That's just a given. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that overriding goal and mission in your life keeps you showing up every day doing that.
Yeah. No, I love what we're talking about today. So, you know, there's so many things I want to talk. This is like such a great subject. I think a mission statement is fundamental for your happiness, actually. I really, really do.
Totally agree with you.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And as you're talking about that, I'm looking at this book that's on your table here, Bernadette.
Oh, yeah. Great one.
Man's Search for Meaning and How We All.
Yeah, if you haven't read it, read it.
It changed the game for me when I was a counselor. Yep. You know, that's when I became an existential therapist, understanding that my existence is finite and that, you know, I need to make some, you know.
You might not get tomorrow.
You're right about
it. What are you going to leave behind today?
You're right about it.
You know,
and that's the way you ask and then live that out every day.
Yeah.
But
This book is actually for a friend of mine that I'm dropping off today, and it's a gift for him.
Wow.
He jokes. He says I'm his. What does he call me? I can't even remember. He's one of the managers at True Foods Kitchen, Chris Jackson, and I ordered it for him.
You sound important to him. So.
Well, he had never read the book, The Four Agreements. He's in his 20s.
That's a good one too.
That's a great one too. These two books, The Four Agreements and Man's Search for Meaning, are life changing. And if you just read those two books and try to live your life in such a way with those two books, you're set, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because everything else good will follow if you're living your life that way and being truly grateful and humble for everything you have. But so, Kip, let's get back on track here. What common obstacle what's the most common obstacle for people?
Get ready, because we all do it.
We do.
taking the easy way out.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I was telling somebody how I cheated all through high school.
Okay.
So you did?
I did. I graduated with a 2.6. I graduated with my, you know, I guess my master's.
See,
like a
redemption.
3.8,
redemption.
But 2.67, that's all you got out of high school. I cheated all the way through.
Well, there ain't no easy way out.
You're right. Because that
and
math
that's
builds
song
on itself.
Too.
Yeah.
Tom Petty.
Yeah. I had to go back and learn.
But, well, I was a better cheater than you because I cheated and I got a 3.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous, Danny.
I never took home a book.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, and I was raised Catholic, so I never cheated because I was afraid I would go to hell.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's a question.
They paddled back in the day. Go ahead.
The question to ask yourself there is, am I choosing this life because it's the right thing or because it seems easier?
Mm,
right? And,
love it.
And as you get honest with yourself and answer that question, you may realize what you got to stop doing and what you got to start doing.
Amen, sister. I love it. Kip, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Vaughn, you guys, I love doing this show. I hope you enjoyed it. I know we always enjoy doing it. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.